No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, we all know that mammon means personal wealth, or what it means is that you're not letting God be involved in it. It's all about you. Okay, verse 33 there says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto it. So, you know, offering time is about your prosperity. It's about giving. It's about tithing. It's about worshiping God with our finances. And, you know, how we love to give to the kingdom. It's not limited to money, because a lot of things happen when you worship God with all that you are. See, your finances, that's what you spend all week doing, so it's really your life. So you're giving your life. You see that? So, but we bring the word to it so that the natural seed is going to go into the offering, but the word is going to go into your spirit. And when the word goes into your spirit, it will bring forth a return. Amen. So what I want to do just for a couple of minutes here is minister to you and stay in this same glory realm, because this is important. But I want to minister to you about your prosperity and help you align instead of chase. Okay? Chasing prosperity. Now, if you don't hear anything else I say, get this out of the offering, okay? Chasing prosperity is saying that prosperity is on the outside of you.
Oh, that's really good.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's on the it's on the outside of you. If you're chasing it, you don't think you have it.
Right?
Okay. So prosperity is not a chase. It's an alignment. It's an alignment. Prosperity is a state you enter. It's not getting a bigger paycheck. You will if you enter the state, but it's a place you step into. It's like your identity. It's like your identity. You have to align yourself with this, because you have to align yourself with what God is offering you. There's chasing prosperity, and but alignment is what? It's agreement. It's agreement. So when your thoughts are fearful, but your prayers are for prosperity, you're out of alignment, right? When words declare lack, but your heart longs for finances, you're out of alignment. When your actions contradict your faith, you're out of alignment, right? Just like a vehicle, you know, when it's out of alignment, it'll veer off course and wear the tires down and this and that. Y'all know that kind of stuff. So the life... A life out of spiritual alignment strains and struggles and does not move smoothly. And we're looking for moving smoothly. We want things to move smoothly concerning our prosperity, which is having the power, the ability to use the ability of God to help mankind. Amen. So when alignment is restored, then the path becomes straight, the movement is effortless, and the progress is natural. And you ought to be able to tell that pretty easy. Last weekend, we weren't with you because we were at Lighthouse at Raton, and we went to the airport, and we got a car, and right before we got up there, they gave our car to someone else. And so we got a good car. It was a Honda. I chose it over some of the others. It was a good car. And I told Deb, this is a good car. It drives good. And it was okay. But when I got home and I got into actually Deb's car, I went, oh, yeah, it's so much smoother. It's smoother. It just drove differently. That's when you're in alignment, when it's just a smoother ride. It's not hard. You're not having to chase. Things just keep coming in. Doors just keep opening. Things just keep flowing. You're not concerned with running out. Okay? Chasing never works. You may run after opportunities, force connections, manipulate situations, and even acquire temporary gains. But it's not going to last until you are in alignment with kingdom finances, with what kingdom is doing. When prosperity flows from alignment, there's no fear of loss. Why should you fear? The source is your daddy. And he's not holding out on you. Amen. To be aligned, you have to renew your mind. If you think lack, you're going to have lack. If you struggle in your mind about having enough, then you're going to struggle out in the natural. You can't struggle about not enough. Amen. Are y'all here?
Yes.
Your thoughts have to shift to faith.
Yeah.
Okay, we got this. God's got this. We can do this. God is my source, church. Opportunities flow to me. Prosperity is my birthright. This is not something that I have to hunt, but something that is drawn naturally to me. It's drawn naturally. Well, I'm glad it's so natural to you, Pastor, because it's not me. Well, align. God's no respecter of persons. Just line up. Just get in the line. Just align up. Just agree with God. Just agree with. It's not that hard. It's not a hard thing. God can open doors like never before. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. You rest in the fact that you're in alignment. So you renew your mind, the struggle is over, your thoughts shift to faith, you're not hunting. It's like a magnet. It's like a magnet. Alignment creates attraction. Chasing creates exhaustion. You have to stay in your faith. Faith's aligning with what God is saying. He's saying the blessing is on you and that it's working right now. And you don't have to toil. You just have to follow Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tither and the giver. We say today that we align with your will. We thank you, Lord, that we're like magnets. Our opportunities are not just opportunities to bring in cash, but to bless people along the way. Put them in the right homes. Give them the right fix their places up, whatever it is we do in this house. Sell them the right products, whatever it is. We thank, minister to them in the correct way. We thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on, brothers, all brothers today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I still got the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I thank you. I tithe to you in Jesus' name. You can give via text message to VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and you can bless the Lord that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are y'all just kind of drunk? Y'all also?
Yeah.
Todd's alert. He's like, yeah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every little technical thing, everything, every little jot and tittle, I've got it, says the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You're like a prophetic magnet. You probably get a word every time that flows in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Were y'all in here when I talked about the cow? Okay, y'all went to the back. Okay, so we now have a baby Jersey calf who's Avery's, not this Avery, but the cow named after Avery. And we have out in Raton, we have a new baby calf, and her name is Roxy. She's really cute, too. Praise the Lord. She's got those big old black eyes, and those are some pretty cows there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. I just wanted to tell y'all. But I will tell you this. 6 o'clock tomorrow night begins Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So, Shana Tova. It's going to be a sweet year. Amen. So, as the story goes, it starts at 6 and we'll run all day Tuesday and then, you know. But they really didn't start it until they could pick up that the new moon was present. So they always had to call it the day that no man knows. You know that? Let me see. I wrote it down. I'll make sure I'm telling you right. It's called the day and hour no man knows. That's what it's called. The day and hour that no man knows. Okay? Y'all got that? Why? Because they're waiting to see when the moon is going to show up, and then Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Okay. Now, Jesus said over in Matthew that they asked him when he was coming back. And he said he was going to come back on the day and the hour that no man knows. Pretty good. So Tuesday, if he comes back Tuesday, I'll meet y'all in the air. Okay? We'll go together. Grab the dogs. You can leave the cats, but grab the dogs. No, cats are coming. I don't know about squirrels, but one day that's going to happen. I'm not set that it'll happen this Tuesday because we're in the Great Awakening and we have some things to see. But one day it's going to happen. And Billy Brim's grandson, when he was little, he used to say, Mimi, how are you going up when the rapture comes? And she said, well, I'm going to go up. And he said, well, I'm going up like a plane if I can keep my legs together. Well, he's a pilot. Isn't that cool? Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Brim family. Yes. All right, we're going to Psalm 102, 13 through 16. We're going to read that. Father, we've already prayed for Charlie's family and everyone that's going to be there. We thank you for protecting the president, the vice president. We pray for Sophie today. She's strong in the Lord and the power of her might, the family. And we thank God that she's heavenly minded and God will show her heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. When we don't pass the sorrow, we pass comfort in Jesus' name. Now, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. When the Lord favors and builds up Zion, then comes the glory. We're experiencing a time of favor right now. Favor is preferential treatment. It denotes acceptance, approval, and pleasure. Favor gives you access, church. It gives you access. It gives you power. And what's surprising to some is that God does not favor everyone the same. Not everybody on the team gets a trophy. You got that, didn't you? He wants to favor everyone, but he doesn't because it requires participation. And so if you're not going to participate in favor, then you're not going to have favor. And in order to participate in favor, you have to steward it. And it's real easy to steward it. Every time you see it, say, oh, that's the favor of God. Yeah. It's that easy. I was telling the Wednesday night people that we took Southwest to New Mexico, and I was A9 and Deb was A10 on boarding. And we're always B26 and, you know. And on the way back, we were in church and stuff and then went to eat with the pastor, so I forgot to check in. So 4 hours later, I checked in, and we're in A12 and A13. That's the favor of God. You're like, well, why do you care where you sit on the plane? Well, I can sit in the back. That's okay. But the deal is we have this innate thing in us that we're the head and not the tail. Praise the Lord. So, but favor is present. So just little things like that, it continued to happen. They sent us presents after we got back and blessed us, and it was just really good, and praise God. By the way, did y'all see the Cowboys play last week? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Wow. Now, that was the favor of God because they were tied And then, did y'all see it? And then the Giants made, this is all in the fourth quarter. Giants make a touchdown, and everybody's like, oh. And then they come back, and then they did, and then they came back, and then they did. And this is all happened at the very last of the game. And that sweet little boy that could kick that ball, he put, what was it, the last 4 seconds, I think. Who's a Cowboy fan? So the last 4 seconds. So listen, we're in the last quarter of the year.
We are.
And it's your favorite time. It's your favorite time, and you need to claim it. You need to have it. By the time you get here on Wednesday night, you need to be telling me a favor that you got this week. Amen. Now, you know, when I did go back and look at my notes because I wanted to see. I have preached on favor every year since most of you have been here. I have, every year. So you're like, well, what's different about this year? It is. It's different because three favor angels showed up in my house and told me that we were going to have special favor, that it was coming forth. So what I'm telling you is there's an upgrade in favor right now. God's trying to get something across to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's working on something for us. Hallelujah. God is good. And I'm going to tell you today what he's trying to get across to us, because it's very important. Stepping into favor, receiving favor, is supposed to lead to something grander than just favor. It has an assignment on it. So let me just remind you of this. God is somewhat of a checker player. He moves first, and he'll show you favor in some way, and then he expects you to draw closer then, and to seek more, and then he pours something out. That's the way he works. He'll invite you, you receive, and then he'll pour it on you. Yeah. A lot of people get invited. That's what that scripture actually means. Many are chosen, many are called, few are chosen. Thank you. It was going out wrong there. That just means the ones who actually were chosen were the ones who answered. They were called, but they didn't answer. They didn't want to go to the door. I went to sleep, but my heart stayed awake. And my love, my dove, came and put his hand through the door. But I had already washed my feet. Could I get up? That's Song of Solomon. Praise the Lord. He's come. He's at the door. He is at the door. And he, the lover of your soul, he's at the door. And he wants you to respond so he can do some things. So really here what we're talking about, drawing closer, we're talking about the quest for his face. The quest for his face and his favor. And listen, I know some of you may be thinking this. You may be thinking, well, Pastor, you just love this stuff, and you're always preaching on it, and it's all about his presence with you and all about favor, and I'm just not that into it. Just give me a formula to try to make things work, you know. But, church, sometimes you have to watch somebody love something so you can love it yourself. If you watch somebody love something, you'll pick it up. I have the most perfect example for this. I love travel. And see, the hands are going up. And they're saying, I got that from you. I loved it, and now you can't keep the good traveler down. Some of you, I know particularly Jordan and Danny and Art and Amanda and some of you others, you just love travel. You just want to go. Well, and sometimes I wish I could take it back, but no, I want you to. I want you to see the world. And so, but when you love something and people get a hold of that, I watch Pastor John love his grandchildren, and it put an extra unction in me. Now it's real easy to be a grandparent. Glory to God. But I watched how he did it. Some of those things I wouldn't have done, like he gave them chocolate milk and M&Ms at 10 o'clock at night. But he kind of held that place, you know. But if you think about it, you probably done that. Someone's watched you love something and now they love it, or or you watch them and they love it, you know. You love it, but whatever it is you watch. So one thing for sure, though, you're going to miss out on the good stuff if you don't go for a quest for His presence, church. You know, I realize that many of you have not been in a move of God. Some of you have. I've been in several. And, I mean, it was a good old time, and the anointing just did wonderful things, and I could just go over all of them, all the way from the laughing thing, the healing, the moving, the renewal, it was just wonderful things happened in these. Well, the biggest one's coming. The prophetic says that all the gifts of the Spirit will work at 100%. So we're in that right now. And if you don't think that God's going to use this Charlie thing, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, He's using it. It's just clearing out another path. Woo, I feel the anointing. Every time I come right here, the anointing's stronger. Thank you. By the way, Jordan, were you sitting in my chair Sunday morning? I was watching this right here. I think you were you sitting in my chair? I don't care. I'm kidding. Who moved my cheese, huh? It's just funny how everybody sits in the same place. But glory to God. I can find y'all easier. But you know what? You're going to miss out if you don't want this. You're going to want His presence. It's kind of like, I want your presence. There's some of you I want to see. Some of y'all not so much, but no, I'm kidding. I was kidding. I do. I love you all. I told Deb on the way home the other day, I said, well, I love these people, but I wonder what our people are doing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, but you're going to miss out. So, okay, I need to boogie down the line here. I'm favored with access and power. Now, here's Psalm 84:11. Katie will put it up there, or they switch places there. Amanda will put it up there. Double duty right there. For the Lord is good. He is a sun shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing, got that? Will He withhold from them that walk uprightly, or in your righteousness. You're righteous, right? Okay. The Lord is a sun and a shield. Now, we know that the Lord is not the sun, obviously. He created the sun. But the sun is light, and God is light. He's light energy. He's light speed up. Okay? So the thing that you're supposed to get about this is that the sun is not approachable. If you get too close to the sun, what happens? You're gone, right? But the God of light is far more powerful than the sun. And so here we see what would be unapproachable light is going forth from Him in love towards men. So the point being here is it's gentle toward us. It's overpowering. It's grace and glory. He's a sun, yet He's a shield, meaning He's a sun to our enemy, but He's a shield to us. Okay? Glory to God. All right. So the scriptures confirming to us then that God is good. He's a God of light. He's a God of truth, mercy. He's just bestowing it on us, grace, favor, but also glory. Grace and glory are connected. And I want to show you how in this. Because the bestowment of one will be followed by the other. The Lord will give grace and glory. That's what that word said, didn't it? You remember that? Okay, but listen to this. The word grace there in Hebrew is the word chin. Not this one, but we would spell it in English C-H-E-N, and it is chin. I even looked up the pronunciation. Well, it actually is favor. It means favor. So they put grace, which is okay, but for us, going back to the originals better, favor. So the Lord will give favor and glory. Amen. They're together. Amen. Amen. The Lord will give favor and glory. So get the message here. God has sent this package, church, of favor because he wants to give us the other half, the glory. He sent the favor to get the glory. Showed up today. So listen, it's an assignment. So I know you just thought you were going to make a lot of money now because you have favor. I know you're going to make a lot of friends now. But God has an assignment on this. He wants you in favor, and he wants you favored by him so you can come on into the glory. And in the glory realm, everything's easier. So it's good for you again. He's trying to face you. He wants to get close to you. Amen. He wants to do what he wants to do in the earth. It not only blesses you, but it's a calling card for those that are not born again. It's a calling card for people that need to awaken to what's going on in the land. Amen. So just get that message. Now, just in case someone doesn't know, glory is all powerful. Comes in the form of the cloud. Got heavy in here just a little earlier. He filled the room. We gave him the glory and the honor, and he began to manifest in here. People got healed. Stuff began to happen in here. So it's the heavy, weighty presence of God. Okay? God himself. And it's his manifested presence. He's with you all the time. He's omnipresent. He's with you all the time. There are people walking around right now that sense him all the time. Some people get too busy with their natural life, but a lot of people sense him. And you can keep a flow like that going. But he is with you all the time. And what happens then, now this is what you got to get about glory, and this will help you right here. It pushes out darkness. So what's ever going on in the soul, what's ever going on in your house, whatever is going on with you, around you, whatever, glory will actually push out the darkness. Amen. That's the fastest way. Yeah, word is great. We want word all the time. We're word and spirit people. You want to always keep that going. And by the way, you don't need to be reading the word like it's some doctrinal dictionary or something. It's talking to you. That word is talking to you. It's your friend. He's your friend. He's talking to you through these pages. Anyway, that was free. So when Adam and Eve were walking around in the garden, they weren't naked like we think they are. They were wearing the glory. And when they sinned, the glory had to be removed because it would have eliminated them, because light can't mix with darkness. And so it would have been like one of those bug lights. It would just zap them and they'd be gone. And so, I mean, God just couldn't hug them anymore. He had to stand back because they had stepped into a place they weren't. And so their glory uniforms disappeared, and they were like, now we feel naked, right? So they had to get new clothes. So the story of the glory, which we learned from Mrs. Brim, this story of the glory begins on day one. Adam was wearing the glory. He lost the glory, but Christ Jesus got the glory back. And that's where we are today. All right, so let's go over to Exodus 33:7. Favor is bestowed so that glory can follow. And we're going to prove it scripturally here. You are enlightened, you're born again right now, able to receive the Spirit of God because of the grace and favor of God. Amen? All right, did you get that, Exodus 33:7? Look at there, it's up there right now. Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. It came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended. So here it comes. Here comes the glory of the Lord. And stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. That's another time you're going to hear God. Verse 10, all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle, and all the people rose and worshiped each man in his tent. Well, the cloud was then, but we don't have it. Oh, yeah, we do. I was just watching, in fact, that meeting that we just showed, that thing where they were singing. There was another one just like it recently. I think it was the Wives of the Four Horsemen, and the glory cloud started hanging down in Pastor Nancy's church. You can see it hanging down in there. And so the glory cloud has been in our meetings before. And there are other ways that God manifests. So it was a really big deal at Azusa Street. Now, verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, no, back up, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. See, I told you he wanted to face you. As a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you've not let me know who you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found favor, grace, favor, chin, in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I might find grace, or favor, chin, in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. So he's saying, if I found favor, I need to know that you're coming, that you're coming. Okay. Praise the Lord. And he said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. Verse 15. Then he said, if your presence does not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found favor in your sight, except that you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will do also this thing that you have spoken. That's pretty good. He says he'll do it. For you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Think the Lord knows your name?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now, since Moses found favor, he takes it a step further. Praise the Lord. And he said, please show me your glory. And God said, okay, I'll make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. That verse is a treasure chest. It is so full of good things. I will have favor who I want to have favor. I'll show favor to whoever I want to show favor to. That's what he's saying. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to stoop down with kindness to the one who's inferior to me, and I will love them. I'm going to grab them up and hug them. I'm going to love them. This is what we would have said when I was a kid. He wants to give you some sugar. Did y'all say that when y'all was kids? Give Gran some sugar. Give Mama some sugar. Amen. God wants to give you some sugar. He wants to give you some love. He wants you to give you some tangible love. His presence is wonderful. Amen. All right. Now, so we see over in chapter 34 that God appears to Moses in his glory. And he lets his goodness pass before him. Goodness has all beneficial gifts in it, according to James, right? So what did we have? We had favor, glory, goodness. This is our trail, church, okay? Favor, glory, goodness. This is what he wants to walk us into. So glory follows favor, and goodness is in the glory. So glory is God's presence, his power, and his goodness. That's why people break out laughing. Because A lot of times when the glory shows up, he's tickling you. And people just start busting out laughing. And they don't know why. And I've been to a meeting. In fact, it was at the Southwest Believers Convention when Rodney Howard Brand came. He was young back then. He showed up, and he's just preaching like this with that face, and he's just not smiling or anything, and just on a subject. And people are falling out of their chairs laughing. And when it's over, we drag out like drunk people out into, you know, the place we all walk around and see each other where that good-smelling nuts they're cooking are out there.
See?
And so you're walking around out there, and as soon as you look into another person's face, you go, and you fall out on the floor. And they're falling out on the ground all the way back to their rooms. Why? Because the presence of God had gotten on us so heavy, and the joy of the Lord was so strong. And so what was happening to us? Was God just showing us a good time? No, he was changing. He was pushing out the chaff. Light was pushing out darkness. All the hard discomfort and misery that we had felt was being removed. All of the doubt being pushed out. The light was coming in. And that's what we need in this house, because it needs to be made available to other people. We need for darkness to be pushed out by the glory of God. So God needs your help. He needs you to go ahead and participate. He needs you to say amen. He needs you to worship. He needs to get the look off your face like you're going to jury duty and say, praise the Lord, glory to God. It's a great time in God. That's what he's looking for. He's moving in it. That's what's going to help people. Amen. So listen, even on days when bad things have happened, you can eke out a glory to God, and his comfort will come in and help you. Glory to God. So this is what we have then. When favor is bestowed, glory will follow. How wonderful is it that we're saved by grace already? We've already got all this good stuff. We've learned that we have favor with God, from God. We've learned that very favor is the road to our success. You just find favor wherever you go, and you feel that God wants you to know that's an anointing going before you. It's going before you, and people want you, and they pick you, and they love you, but it leads to something greater. It leads to his glory, which gives you goodness and puts you even on a higher level. You can play chess on a flat board, but you can also play chess on different levels. All those smart people do it. You can go up to a new level, church. Amen. When you get glorious, you go up to a new level. By the way, Jesus is coming back for a glorious church.
That's so good.
According to Ephesians, he's coming back for a glorious church. In fact, do you know that's what they're going to call us when we go into the next age? They're going to say, oh, there's a glorified one. There's a glory. Did y'all know that we are the only people, not here, but the body of Christ, are the only people throughout all the ages that are in this great parentheses of grace and favor, and we're going to be wearing the glory for eternity. And we'll be different than other people. They'll all have their good stuff, but we get to be the glorified ones. Glory. Hallelujah. God is good. I have no idea where I am, but we'll go. All right. So that word glory is kabod. And, you know, it does mean wealth. And it means honor. It means all those things. It means riches. It means goodness. It's his presence. It's anointing. Moses asked to see his glory, and he said, I'm going to let my goodness pass before you. So Moses, once again, is experiencing this favor and then the glory. And, you know, that's been happening to us and will happen to us more. Now, I want you to remember this. We're in a set time. So back, I'm going to read Psalm 102:13 again. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time is come, or the moed, or the kairos has come. So when the Lord favors and builds up Zion, the glory comes. Grace, favor, glory. Now, Ruth, remember Ruth?
Yes.
Ruth found grace and favor because she gleaned the leftover harvest from the fields. But then she met the owner of the field. She married him and became the owner herself. That's what you call glory. So she was favored, but then she was glorified. And she met Mr. Boaz and got in the lineage of Jesus. That's pretty good right there. She moved right into her place. Amen. So she started with favor. Are you getting this? She started with favor and ended up with glory. And we could go through scripture after scripture where this is true. You start out, God gives you favor, and then you move into these places. So the presence of God is here right now like it was with Moses. God's saying yes to us. He was Moses' friend. God is my friend. I noticed that when the Lord prophesies on Wednesday mornings with Max and Miss Billy, that he calls her my friend and my prophet. I've taught this to y'all before. I don't know how long ago it was, but you know, there's prophecy, and that's the gift of prophecy. And then there's the prophet, which there's levels of that. But the highest level of the prophetic is friend. That's the highest level. God's friend. And so, could it be that he's inviting you into a friendship? Amen. Well, you know, Pastor, I'm not Moses. How could that? Well, I think we could go back and look at Moses' background and find out that you qualify just as much as he did. He just was available. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So now let's go through this really. We're perfect timing here. We'll go through this and right before we close. Just spend time with him, church. Spend time with him. The glory is heaven come down. That's what it is. Down to earth. When a tangible force of God's goodness makes an appearance, it's called glory. The glory will manifest around these. So let me read them to you, or tell them to you. Unity. Now, I'm just going to have to stop. No, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go ahead. Praise, worship, thanksgiving, making much of the blood.
Yes.
Honor the blood. Clothing yourself with righteousness, in other words, knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Fighting the good fight of faith. This is when the glory is going to want to manifest. Moving and flowing in the anointing like we have this morning.
Yeah.
Even if you have to leave your agenda.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you notice that when I interrupted Jesse, she didn't go... I have another song. I'm a diva. What is she? No? She just bowed right there. How close was she following the Holy Ghost that she said, fill the room, either two or three times, which gave me the knowing, because Amanda and I talked about playing it last today. And it was like, did y'all feel that increase right there? How just following with what he's saying and doing. So one of the things we have to do is we have to watch our agenda. I could just say, well, I'm just going to preach this straight through because we got to get out of here. We have stuff to do today. No. What does God want to do today? Don't even preach if he doesn't want you to preach. Prophesy if he wants you to. Just worship God for an hour before you leave. Whatever it is, we have to not stay on our agenda.
That's right.
We have to go with what he wants to do. But I want to tell you today, we're on his agenda. We've rolled right through it. And you guys are pulling, and there's a supply in here that is just bringing the flow down. So all of these things here, moving and flowing in the anointing, even if you have to leave your agenda, yielding, just yielding, yield to God. You're like, well, I don't know how to yield to God. Yes, you do. Just clear out and just worship God. Just step over into that place and think about Him. And it's just so easy just to move over there. Yeah. Amen. You can do it. The glory resists false humility, corrupt communications, pride, speaking against God's anointing, criticizing, selfishness, and old religious ideas. And now the big one that I'm going to put in here right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to be stopped by it this time, and that is strife. Strife stops every gift of the Spirit. And so we will be kind to one another. We will love one another. We will not gossip about one another. We will not have an attitude about one another. We'll not walk away from each other and roll our eyes. We'll not smart off or engage in things that we shouldn't engage in. If you can't say something good, keep your mouth shut. Because we're going into the glory. And I have to tell you, some people just were going to strive, and so they had to leave with their strife. It's happened, and we've usually gotten to this point right here when it happened. So clear it out, church. Clear it out. I don't care if you're 80 or 8. Clear it out. Because it's only hurting you, and we want you to stay. Because God has need of us to be in the glory realm. He has need of it. We have to do this. Life is not just about a blessing club. There are people to win. There are things to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare every person in here is relieved and delivered from approval addiction. You won't stand up because you want them to love you. You have to stand up for what is right. They hated Jesus because he would not agree that what they were doing was okay. And that's what happened to Charlie. He would not agree, and he did a great job in this world, and so people hated him. Well, Pastor, I don't want to die. You're not going to die. There were some things there that you don't know about. But now there's millions of Charlies. The seed was sown. Amen. And we don't need to go back and why. We need to just ask what's next. We'll see Charlie soon. And his wife could be the Esther of the earth. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I love what Charlie said. In fact, I'll go there for just a minute as we've got 9 minutes and to be out early. Charlie was talking to, someone who's debating him. And he said, I'm not against any people. But as a Christian, I just don't believe that that's something that is right. But I'm not against you. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to be. You love the people even if you don't accept their behavior. And that's the best way to say it. That's what we said to our kids. I love you, but I don't accept your behavior. Amen? I'm not going to accept that behavior. Well, you can do that with people. You can love them. But you're not going to put down and say, well, that's okay. It's not okay. But the people are. God loves the people. And they're all welcome to come here. Anybody is. Without word, how do you ever change? You have to be under word to change. As we all know, if we've made any changes, it's because we've been to church.
Amen.
It's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
So this approval addiction. Everybody has to love me. No, they don't. They don't have to love you. I love you. Jesus loves you. Stay in victory. Oh, no. Don't go anywhere yet. It's just the truth, though. I mean, that just came out of the Holy Ghost right there, y'all. Just know that you don't have to have everyone's approval. That favor will come through even if they don't approve of you. Well, we pick you. I've had that happen to me a lot of times. As long as that favor's flowing. Okay, so remember, strife is out.
Yes.
It's one of the things that God calls an abomination.
Yes.
Do y'all know what strife is? It's when you're rubbing, you're fighting, you're mad, you're angry, you're hostile, you're striving against another person.
Right.
You can even do that quietly. But it needs to leave.
Yeah.
You have to forgive and move forward.
Yeah.
Amen. And don't strive against life. Allow the Lord to help you. So, grace and glory. I love favor. I want success, promotions, blessings. But I want glory. And Lord, right now, I just beseech you to show me your glory. Come into us. Come to us now and change us, Lord. Thank you for your word and how it changes us, but we also thank you for the heavy, weighty presence of Almighty God in our life. We want your miracles to be poured out, and there's not a person in this room that could not use more change on the inside and outside, and I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I believe the worshipers, the prayers, the ones who respect his presence are the ones who will get his attention. If you respect his presence.
Yes.
You know, Brother Jerry had a hard time staying awake when he was reading his Bible, but he respected God so much he'd stand on the edge of the bathtub and read his Bible. He felt like that'd keep him awake. He had respect for God. He had respect for his presence.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Shake it off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
How are we going to get there? We're going to get there by becoming one corporately. Worship in waiting, in prayer, in honor, and in thanksgiving. And I just believe that on that day that Moses talked with God, that if Moses wouldn't have brought up the subject to seeing the glory, I don't think God would have brought it up either. I don't. I think Moses was like, and God was like, okay, you've honored me with your request. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's bring it up. Lord, we want to see your glory. We want to see your manifestation. Back in the 90s, there was a church. I believe it was in Corpus Christi. And Penny might know if I'm right or wrong about this, but and Deb probably knows. But there was a church down there, and I think there was a lady pastor, if I remember. I'm not sure. But the fire trucks kept having to show up. Because from a distance, it looked like the building was on fire.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It wasn't on fire. What?
The roof.
The roof looked like it was on fire. Yeah. And you remember that? Yeah. And so they kept showing up. But when they'd get there, it'd just be the glory of God, just the glory of God. The glory of God was manifesting. People just came from all over because the glory of God was there. And people come into the house and boom. That's what God wants to do because he wants to help some people around here.
Yes.
Pensacola, I think they built 30 hotels down there because they couldn't house all the people that were in line to get into those meetings because of the power of God that was present.
Glory to God.
You're like, well, why would God pick us? You don't need to ask that. You need to ask what's next. He's already picked us. He gave me a word 30 years ago about this. He's told me, like Simeon of old, you who saw the Messiah before he left, you will see my glory.
Yes, Lord.
And I've seen it, and I've been in it. But we're going to see it here. And I've already asked him, you mean here? You mean here? Yes, here. So please don't block it. Please don't block it. Please get in on it. It's a corporate anointing.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How sincere are we about the outpouring? How sincere are we about winning the lost? How sincere are we about revival? Or is it just, oh, Lord, hurry up. I got to go. Sit, get, and go. Or do we care? Do you care right now that people are going to hell? Or that good Christians believing a bunch of lies are out there in misery because they don't know enough truth to make it, when they could come into a glory realm and be enlightened and darkness moved out? Thank God it happened to us. Thank God during the renewal. Thank God for the tribe we were raised in. Spirit and word, people. I'm almost done. To enter into these things, to respect the presence of the Lord, to yield, we have to do our part in letting the anointing flow. So that means all you people on the praise and worship team, if God gives us a song, learn it. I'm not being mean, but learn it. They had to learn this song today, I guess. They had to, but they did.
Amen.
Gabe, thank you for never being a problem. He'd been playing since he was little. And he's just always just done what God just put, just very humbly. I'm so grateful for that. You just, all you got to do is just flow. All you got to do is just go, okay, we can do it. Listen, you may go, I don't know if I can do that. In Christ, you can.
We can.
We've been being drilled for how many, 70-something weeks, that in Christ we can do anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just yield. I don't know how, Pastor. Yes, you do. You've yielded. You can yield. Just honor him. Let him guide you. Just receive the favor, but receive glory too. Receive glory in this house. You're going to float out of here. It's just going to be good. Amen. And it's like I said, it's not a bless me club. We're rising up to that place. And when you go out of here, the tangible on your tangible anointing on your body, on your life, will reflect on people.
Yes.
Not to mention, you feel, when you're in the glory, you feel like that you've been eating bullets, and you can rise up, and we'll walk out there, and you say, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. You'll talk to people. You're brave. You're bold.
Yeah.
You're free, and when you lay down, you'll have peace.
Amen.
Comfort is available.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord, for the internet audience. We thank you, Lord. Come to the house when you can, because this place is glorious. And go to a house of God somewhere. Don't forsake yourself the assembling. You're a member. You're a body part. And so the blood flows when all the body parts are together. And so we're grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.